The other thing I'd like to suggest to everyone here is that if you think that finances are the thing that's preventing you from moving forward, I would like to suggest to you that your thinking is skewed, all right? And that you've essentially just constructed a plausible excuse for not moving forward, okay? I'd like you to be open to the fact that you don't need money to start a business. You don't need money to move forward. What you need is value. What you need is an appreciation of the value that you bring to the table such that you can convert that into the leverage that you need in order to move to get the things done that you want to accomplish. Because it's not necessarily the money that you need. It's what the money can do. But if you can find another way to do the thing that the money is supposed to provide you the means to do, then you can bypass the money aspect. Because money is simply a tool that this capitalistic society has erected in between your product and someone else's, or your service and someone else's. It's just a means of exchange that we're using in order to communicate our value to each other. But you can bypass the money and you don't have to need that. Let me give you an example. There was a woman who wanted to set up a clinic for pets. And she felt she needed a whole lot of money to buy the equipment, to buy the supplies, to even rent out the facility in order to provide this clinic for pets. So she was stuck. And I suggested that she start thinking differently about her passion and her value. So here are the couple, an example that can give you an idea of the sort of thinking that I'd like you to use if you believe that money is preventing you from moving forward. So we said to her, we being the royal we, that means me, I said to her, by virtue of you having this passion, by virtue of you running this clinic, which she was already doing on a regular basis every weekend, what sorts of people do you regularly run into? Anyone here? What sorts of people would she, you got to get in her mindset now, she's a pet, her passion is pets, she provides clinics that helps people discover things about their pets or help, you know, whatever, groom them or whatever she does. It's a very simple question. This is not a trick question. Pet owners. Okay, but I want to take you through the process. So as a result of her passion, she normally runs into pet owners. Now, next part of the question, who do you know who has deep pockets, a lot of money, who might be interested in reaching these pet owners who you naturally are meeting on a regular basis? The city, who else? Other pet owners, that's good. Who else? There you go. Companies that provide pet food. So name some of those companies. Pet supermarket, Purina. Exactly. So that's a good example. So knowing that you, by virtue of your passion, have access to something that somebody else's want, you've identified the value that you can bring to the table. By virtue of me having this passion, I have not only the expertise, but I have a regular inflow of potential customers that Purina might be interested in. So do I have something of value that Purina might be interested in? Because they have the resources at their disposal, I can basically put a proposal together to suggest to them that, hey, look, on a regular basis, I run into X amount of potential customers for you every Saturday when I teach my pet clinic. In exchange for the right to advertise to my pet owners on a weekly basis by having your products in my facility, I'd like you to fund the computers that we need, or, you know, or the supplies that we need, or actually set us up with some basic supplies to run our clinic. Is that making sense? So essentially, the things that she needed, which were the supplies and everything else, she can go to somebody with the value that she brings to the table and use that as leverage to effectively get what she wants. Okay, I'm introducing just a different way of you thinking so that you are not stuck thinking that money, that you need this big wad of cash in order to move forward. Think beyond that. Think, what is it that you want the cash to do? And then think, what is it? If I'm starting a business, then obviously I must have some value that I'm bringing to the table. Does that value, can that value be recognized and used and leveraged to benefit somebody else? Okay. So I can't get into all the different examples that I'd like to, but I'd like you to think beyond that, because if you believe that money is preventing you from pursuing your passion, what are you going to do if you don't get the money? Exactly. That shouldn't be the answer. You shouldn't give up on your passion because somebody else is not handing you a wad of cash. Does that make sense? So again, I want to go move beyond theory. If you want to get specific about your particular case or something, then feel free for us to interact in these next few minutes, all right? Yes. Well, do you perceive that finances is preventing you from starting your real estate career? You do? How so? There are people who would disagree with you. There are some real estate people in this room right now, actually, who might disagree with you. But here's what I'm going to suggest. On late night TV, there's a fellow named Carlton Sheets, right, who sells a no money down real estate. There's also a fellow who's written a book called No Money Down. Write down that title, No Money Down. And there's also a Carlton Sheets real estate course. If you go to PEI.com, I think it's called Professional Education Institute, they're the ones who produced the Carlton Sheets course. And his whole thing is that he shows you the same thing that I just alluded to, that you can leverage other people's assets, other people's monies, other resources in order for you to buy real estate with none of your own money. So as a place to start in changing your thinking, I would suggest you look into Carlton Sheets and the No Money Down book, just as a way of moving beyond the concept that you need money to buy real estate. Does that make sense? I'm not a real estate expert, so I can't get any more detail than that, but that would be an excellent place for you to start. Okay? Cool? Yes. Okay. I'm not sure I understand. Oh, okay. How do you change your focus? Stop saying it. Do you read books like The Power of Positive Thinking? You really should. Oh, you do? Okay. What challenge are you experiencing implementing what some of those books allude to in terms of changing the way you think, changing the way you speak? Why aren't you following the tenets of those writers? Yeah. There are certain practices that we've all gotten into that become rote, that become habitual, that it's going to be necessary for you to break out of. There's a limit to what I can do for you, except suggest that you move in a certain direction. But here's something. How many here are familiar with companies, organizations like LifeSpring or Landmark Education? There are what they call experiential training or experiential learning. There's something about the way you think about yourself, about life, about reality, about responsibility, about you feeling, about your workload that is keeping you repeating a pattern in your life. In a two-hour workshop, I don't know if we can get to the root of that to be able to figure out why it is that you are putting so many things on your plate so as to overwhelm yourself. It could be connected to anything. It could be connected to a worldview that was instilled in you from your parents a long time ago. It could stem from a lot of things. But you'll need to work on that. If you've already identified that this is the pattern that you have that's preventing you from really focusing, then that's something that you need to focus on either through therapy or through the LifeSpring or the Landmark courses. Now, you're familiar with Landmark. So talk to her, get some information on where the Landmark office is that can help you move beyond that block. But it's good that you've recognized it, because that's the first step for you to overcome it. Once you get beyond that, then the logistics of what you need to do really get much easier. But the first step is really about getting in touch with your own patterns and moving beyond them. Yes.